Welcome back to Pop Culture Failure. I'm Sky.
I'm Jake.
And we are watching Ninja Turtles: The Next Mutation, Episode 9.
All in the Family! Sky's favorite episode.
This may have been the worst written episode we've seen so far.
Nothing really happens at all. Even when stuff's happening, nothing's happening. There's a lot of them standing around talking, which is bad for a show that's very poorly written.
Especially when you just want to watch turtles do ninja flips and kick dudes and stuff.
Yeah, which, I mean, you don't really get in this show anyway.
No, so. I mean, well, we got a lot of it last episode. It just wasn't very good.
Well, yeah. So anyway, this episode starts with them being like, let's exercise.
Yeah, Leonardo's on a let's go jogging thing, and Raphael is mad because he doesn't run from anything. It's like, you guys have run from the rank literally every episode, but sure, whatever, that's fine.
So they're getting in their Jeep and their motorcycle to go running.
Yeah, instead of just going into the sewer. And
run, because we know for a fact that their sewer tunnels lead away from their house.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to drive far away to run, I guess.
Or down the street. There's no real sense of place.
Yeah, that's true.
You just see them drive away and screaming things like they like to do.
You're talking about run, and they say run rhymes with dumb, which it doesn't.
It's what we call in the biz a near rhyme.
In the poetry biz. Sky is a poetress.
A slam poet.
Oh, hey, everyone. Sky has a goatee today. If he sounds different, it's because he has a goatee. This is evil Sky. If he doesn't have a goatee next week, you probably shouldn't give to our Patreon. So keep the goatee, Sky, and they'll keep giving to our Patreon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We still do not have a Patreon.
Damn it!
We don't have the fan base to support a Patreon yet.
I don't know what podcasts are for.
Killing Time Till We Die.
Yay! That's what it's all about.
That's right.
So after the Turtles' joyride...
Yeah, they end up in the sewer, I think.
Just a different... Like, they got out of the sewer, drove around, and went back in a different part.
Or so it seems. It's full of garbage. Yeah, again, no sense of place.
But now let me ask you this. They seem, like, winded and out of shape, and, like, that running was a struggle. They are all 0% body fat.
I would argue that none of them seem winded. They're just
talking.
They just
tell you about being winded.
None of them are out of breath or gasping for breath. They are basically just doubled over saying, that was bad. I'm tired.
I mean, I hate running too. I understand. But they're rippling with muscles.
Yeah.
You'd think they'd be in some sort of shape. But, I mean, also, they eat nothing but pizza and candy on their pizza. So I could understand why this would be hard for them. I eat nothing but candy and candy on my pizza, and there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 stairs to the top of the house, and I can't do it.
I've seen you fall down them. That seems pretty easy for you.
At least 9 times.
But yeah, I would like to point out that Leonardo points out that humans run all the time and don't whine about it, and I would like to disagree with that wholeheartedly.
I literally just whined about it. I think he says the healthy humans, maybe.
That could be. But I'm still going to go ahead and say that they bitch about it, too.
Then Venus is like, I'm interested in staying shape. To which Michelangelo
Because she's
replies,
a girl with body issues.
Yeah, is that it? Michelangelo
she's
says,
the girl.
So am I. After she says that, like, I think he's being flirty?
It's impossible to tell at this point.
Like, he's interested in her staying in shape? Is that what it is? It's not flirty enough to know, but it's, and then like,
but it's there.
Slaps him in the back of the head like, hey, come on, I'm going to fuck her.
Yeah,
there's not enough of this episode to pick apart because
nope.
It's so bare bones and dumb. And then they do this thing that you love from the last episode.
Oh, yeah. They remember that stupid joke that I hated where it's the uncalled for shot at somebody's looks. Well, this one isn't even set up. It's
no.
Where it's just, hey, Donatello, how's your face? He's like, what? And he's like, well, it's killing me.
That was the last joke of the last episode. And it's like the first joke of this episode.
I think calling it a joke is generous.
Well, calling this an episode is generous, so. Calling this a TV show is generous.
It's not great, but... They're all not looking at each other and talking like they do.
Yeah, they always just stand in a bunch.
Yeah, and Venus, instead of... She's like, I can go for another zap, meaning... And then Donatello corrects her, you mean lap. That isn't even
That's like an idiom of ours.
Well, no, I don't know. I wouldn't call that an idiom. That's just the word.
Right, I'm saying it's not an idiom.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, like, I misunderstood you.
She misunderstands, like, you're the apple of my eye. She's like, your eyes are made of apples or whatever, you know. That's the one that they always use an example in school. But this is just a word, and she seems to speak English fine.
Yeah, usually. So she just...
He's just resting his goatee on the microphone. Frustrated as all hell.
And the rest of my face. But Venus is clearly, once again, the most competent of these people, or of these turtles, because first, she doesn't do much bitching, which is nice, and she is the most in shape, and...
The sexiest.
Arguably.
I mean, I guess it depends on what you're into.
That's right. I'm into brainy turtles myself, so I like Michelangelo. See what I did there?
Yeah.
So shortly after Venus says I could, you know, still run some more, Michelangelo, using his preternatural sense of smell, detects
Eve. He becomes Toucan Sam.
He does indeed. He notices a fruit pizza. There's banana chips and apricots and avocado sauce, which I'm going to say sounds awful.
Yeah, sure does. Banana chips... I mean, I understand what banana chips are. I just, why would you put them on a pizza? I mean, why would you do anything that happens in the show? It's, I don't know why I'm overthinking it. I don't know.
Because that's what the podcast is for.
Yeah. Mm. The problem is there's not enough to overthink. Like, we're just grasping at straws at this point. And we're like, we're still, 9 episodes later, we're still asking, why would they? There's something wrong with us. We're the problem at this point. When we're going, why would the turtles do this? Well, because there's no sense. There's no direction. There's no sense of anything. There's no reality in this show. Sorry.
I'm about mutant talking turtles.
Yeah. Your goatee's just really filling me with rage.
I don't think you mentioned my goatee enough so far.
If I mention it throughout, you can't
for
edit
the,
around
For the
it.
Record, everyone, I only did this as a joke earlier because we talked about me shaving a goatee and I would be the evil me. It's coming off later today
it's
or tomorrow
in
morning.
It's coming off 2 weeks after Peter season.
No, it's not. I'm shaving it tomorrow.
Damn it. Where were we?
I don't know. Can you tell that we want to talk about this episode a whole lot?
Yeah, this guy's goatee is more interesting than this episode, and it's not a great goatee.
It's because I don't have a great beard.
I know. They follow the pizza smell.
Yeah.
Basically.
Everybody stops being winded, I guess, and they find a cage, which is always a great idea to just wander into when you're in the sewer.
Right, at no point does this seem like a trap to anyone.
Yeah, well, I guess it wasn't.
It's not a trap, because I didn't think it was going to be a trap, yeah. But still, it smells like a trap.
Yeah, well, it also smells like pizza. Yeah. But they just wander straight in. I guess the door wasn't locked, and they just go right in, and then everybody's like, this place feels weird.
But isn't it suspicious that there's a pizza smell in the sewer and it's not from them?
Yeah. Also, that the pizza is strong enough to overpower the overwhelming stench of sewage, I think is pretty notable.
Yeah, there is that. I mean, but is the pizza directly in the sewer or is it above the sewer?
No, it's above the sewer.
But still.
They walk into this room. They say it looks like a dungeon and then there's a ladder leading up. And then they notice this thing that's covered in a tarp. They pull off the tarp and there's a turtle in it. I would like to point out that it is a red-eared slider, a turtle you could get for $30, I'm sure, at any Petco.
I bet we could procure it in the hour if we needed one.
We could probably head down to the river and find one. We wouldn't be able to catch it as easy.
I certainly could. Because
when they're in the water, they're quite nimble. On land, they are not.
Except this one.
I would just like you to remember that it's a red-eared slider for later in the episode. They pull the tarp off. Ref looks at it and asks, what is that? And they're like, it's a turtle. It's like, no, I know. Like, why is it here? Which I think was supposed to be a joke, but didn't land.
No. And then Venus senses its fear.
Apparently, this turtle is very afraid, even though its head is outside of its shell. The only thing you should know about a turtle is when it's afraid, it goes in its shell.
You know, you never see it in this episode without its head out of its shell, so that's a very well-trained turtle.
No, no, no. What we see is later is a prop turtle.
Oh.
The turtle does, in fact, go in its shell quite a bit when Bone Steel is yelling at it.
Oh.
Or not necessarily at it, but near it.
Well, we'll explain in a second why I wasn't paying attention.
Because this episode was terrible, even by this show's standards. Yeah, this episode's villain is Bone Steel. Simon Bone Steel.
Simon Bone Steel. who Sky realized does the voice of Wolverine on X-Men Evolution. Yeah. And I was looking that up, and so I stopped paying attention for a little while.
I kept getting lost in memories of X-Men Evolution because I actually enjoyed that show.
I kept getting lost in memories of my family because I missed them, because this is not worth not being around them.
Wait, what?
I don't know.
Did you? Was there a thing you were supposed to be at?
Yeah, my family's funeral. I skipped it.
Your entire family's funeral?
I guess.
Were they all in the same car? Is that what? No, I'm sorry. It was a blimp accident. That's yeah, my bad.
They were riding in a Zeppelin. They time traveled.
Went down like the Hindenburg.
Yeah, they time traveled and they were.
I'm sorry. Was that too soon?
I don't know. But why would their funeral be? It's 10 p.m. right now. They have a late night funeral. It's a midnight mass situation. This is a good episode, huh?
Yeah. So we cut back, like we get an establishing shot of New York, and then we cut to the sewer dungeon they wandered into, and Venus, there, the turtle's in its head, or in its shell, and Venus is just holding it. She got the cage open without a problem. I guess nobody locked it.
I mean, why would you lock it? It's that turtle. It's not getting out. It's a little baby red-eared slider turtle. Well, it's not a little baby. It's just a regular size.
Yeah, it is a fully grown turtle.
They refer to it as the baby turtle constantly.
Throughout the entirety of the episode. And Venus notices that it's a girl turtle. Michelangelo asks her how she knows, and then she says, you may want to have a talk with Splinter.
Which we know that they know how to fuck, because they've been trying to fuck her since we met her.
Michelangelo has at least talked about his turtle dick.
At least once that we saw. There's also a lot of close-ups in this episode, so you can really see the eye holes for the actors.
Yep. And the weird motors for the face. They're like constantly pursing their lips, and it's real awkward and off-putting.
Because there are so many close-ups, you notice a lot that their mouths shut before they're finished with a sentence. Like, the last word is almost always... with a closed mouth.
So Raphael doesn't want to take it with them. They already have a girl turtle, girling up the place. And then Donatello says, and hugging the John.
And then Michelangelo says, and those, who knows what they're called or whatever, hanging in the shower. Is she wearing a bra? She's not.
She's not over her shell anyway. Was he just talking about the shower curtain maybe? Like maybe she classed up the place?
I don't know. It went back 30 seconds, which is a goddamn eternity in this show.
In this episode, particularly.
Okay, here we go. And hanging all those who knows what they are things on the shower rod.
I think that was supposed to mean brassieres.
I think it was supposed to mean bra. So then they hear, they're down there, they're like feet below, screaming like usual.
Because, well, they can't talk at a volume lower than a yell.
It's because they're always talking
much like yourself.
Yeah. It's because they're always talking through closed lips. And I just love life.
And I'm dead inside. So we see through a grate that we finally find the pizza. Here, I would not want to be eating in a room that has a direct line to the sewer.
No, a sewer that's always steaming upwards. Like, that's so putrid and garbagey that there's literal garbage smoke spewing towards the ceiling.
And through the grate, we see this guy with green hair, and he's talking to a guy who he can't see because he's got his back to us. He's the guy with his back to us is trying to sell the turtle that he has in his dungeon in the sewer. He is trying to convince this guy that this turtle is worth $1,000. The guy in the green hair is like, I'll give you like $200 for it, which is, do some research, bro.
I got nothing. Not good. He just wants to buy that little turtle, or he's trying to sell that turtle, and he says it put up a fight and that he killed its parents. He says he made that turtle an orphan.
He also said that he wrangled these turtles. Unless they're in the water, they're not very nimble. But whatever. They're haggling because it's only a 5-pound turtle. Oh, he says that he hogtied those turtles. That is physically impossible to do. You could duct tape its legs shut, maybe, but you can't hogtie a turtle.
Duct tape its legs shut. Then the cheese starts gooing down, which looks sort of delicious if it wasn't the show.
And also, it's touching a sewer grate.
Yeah, there is.
And Michelangelo
that.
Starts reaching at it because he's a child. Do you put cheese on a fruit pizza?
What did you just see?
Well, I see a lot of things I don't believe.
I don't know. You don't put peanut butter on a fish sandwich, but Michelangelo's doing shit.
All right, take it easy. I don't know. We finally get flipped around, and we learn that this gentleman's name is Simon Bonesteel, the greatest hunter on the face of the earth or whatever. He won't take anything less than $2,000 for this turtle. And then he agrees to $650. Apparently, they are pretending that this red-eared slider is an endangered species. Remember, like I said before, red-eared slider? $30, maybe. So, Simon goes down into the dungeon to get the turtle. And
it was in a dungeon in a cage.
And you may be thinking, oh, well, surely the turtles escaped through the way they came. You would be mistaken.
This guy yelled at the TV.
I think my exact words were, what the fuck, man? They just ran to the other end of the room and are kneeling down with their backs to the ladder. In
Venus
100% plain sight. No, Venus is kind of kneeling and looking at Simon. He notices them, and then they all scatter like a goddamn Scooby-Doo cartoon. And then they decide to escape. So Simon goes and gets a net gun. He tracks them down in the sewer, and Leonardo takes out his sword. It's a double-edged sword, which is not at all what Leonardo is known for. And apparently this one can, in fact, split down the middle and becomes scissors or an incredibly awkward-to-use sword. I don't know what the hell's happening in this episode.
There's just a lot happening.
And yet nothing's happening. So Simon's got goggles that can shoot a suction cup dart. He targets the baby turtle. I'm gonna call it that because that's what they call it. That it's a full grown turtle.
He's calling it baby in quotation marks, in goatee quotation marks.
Really harping on that goatee.
You can't edit it out.
I can try. So he shoots a suction cup and it hits the turtle, and then it's got a little string attached to it, and he uses that to pull the turtle back. Because Venus, her hands are apparently extremely weak.
Well, we'll talk about their hands later. I got some things to say. But he doesn't pull that turtle hard enough that it would fly at him. It would just fall out of her hands and bash on the floor and break into a jillion pieces, right?
No, the suction cup would just pop off because you can't get a good seal on a turtle shell.
Let's say that works, but it would still just yank it out of her hands and it would bash on the floor.
Probably, yeah.
I don't know why I'm looking for logic. Anyway.
It's a fool's errand. Yeah.
It actually flies through the air as if it went up like 16 feet.
Yeah, when it gets pulled out of her hands, it immediately starts heading down, but they cuts and whatnot.
And it's up in the air.
So he stuffs it into a bag and then realizes that these are talking turtles and that he's talking to them.
I feel like no one ever realizes they're talking turtles right away.
So he, I don't know, Raphael says that he's insane in the membrane, and I kind of wished that they had procured the rights to that song.
Now, I will say, speaking of music, I've never noticed the music in this show, but when they were sneaking into that dungeon looking for that pizza, the music was kind of ominous and not terrible. I meant to say that. It almost sounded like they were doing it on purpose. I don't think they were.
Maybe. I mean, you get one good sound designer and then he's just, well, this is a garbage show, but I'm going to do my job well.
But that's the only time I've noticed it in 9 episodes. And I was like, oh, hey, that music seems to fit.
Yeah. So Simon pulls out a crossbow, and on that crossbow is an arrow with 3 sticks of dynamite on it. He also has named his crossbow. I forget what it was. It was like Luan or something. He takes aim and lights the wick, and then Venus hucks a ball at him, which explodes the dynamite in front of him, and then she jumps over and kicks him down.
Is that what happened? I wasn't sure what was happening.
This is what my brain chooses to believe.
No, that makes sense after seeing it again. But I was just like, why did that ball explode? Is that a distraction?
So she hops over, collects the turtle from the bag, and then they run away some more. We cut to a different point, and then
it's a different part of the sewer, but it looks like they're in the exact same part of the sewer.
Yeah, and
they just reuse that same set over and over again.
Well, yeah, you build it once. They're back, we cut, and they're driving away.
They, get back in their car, but they're really upset that, A, that man tried to kill that turtle, and that they're stuck with this little baby turtle, which is a running problem for them. They don't want to have to take care of this turtle.
Because they have no sense of responsibility.
Also, how fucking hard is it to take care of a little baby turtle? Not very.
Nah, I mean,
The rat's always there alone when they're off doing ninja shit. He could probably look after it for a minute.
He's used to looking after baby turtles.
Yeah. So they
also
so,
just take it to a river or whatever. Maybe not just, New York, yeah, but
dump it somewhere.
It's a turtle. It'll be fine.
But they're all upset until they get in their car and drive because they love riding in cars. They're like a goddamn golden retriever. They just think it's the greatest fucking thing to be driving because they just scream things while they drive. Green on the scene, rock and rap, whatever they say.
Rap and roll.
Yeah, that's it. Rap and roll. They're so excited to be in the car.
Well, I think it's the producers who's excited who doesn't because they don't have to shoot anything new and they can save some money.
Which is fine. But maybe they could just be like, we gotta get out of here. Yeah. Not, yay, driving.
So we cut, they're done driving, and they're back in the sewer. Leonardo wants to see the turtle, and he immediately thinks that she likes him. He's got a weird relationship with real-life turtles.
Yeah.
Even though that one is the prop. And then Simon Bonesteel is just there. I don't know how far away they were, but he's reckoning he can get like $5,000 each for the turtles. So he's gonna go murder them or something.
Even though they drove at least a little ways away.
A block, maybe 14 miles. No sense of time or place in this fucking show.
Right, because they park their cars and presumably they're walking home. But It never takes them long to get from their home to the cars.
Yeah.
Apparently the route from the cars back home is really long.
Like they're talking about, what do we do with this turtle? And then somebody says, well, if only we had a bucket of ooze. And then Donatello takes great offense to that.
Well, it's because he knows they're going to try and mutate it into a teenage lady and fuck it, because there's not enough of teenage lady turtles to go around. And Donatello's like, come on, guys. We can't be fucking everything. We got shit to do.
But Bonesteel finds them because, of course, he does. Maybe he tagged that turtle. I don't know. It's
That's
never brought up.
That's what I thought, because he was looking at that calculator, and I was like, oh, he's got like a tracking device in the turtle. But no, it was just a calculator.
Yeah, he was just calculating what he could get for the turtles. He shoots the net gun again. This time, Leonardo wasn't ready. So Venus and Leonardo are trapped in a net. We know from the last episode that is an unescapable.
When you're a big rubber puppet, nets are your greatest enemy.
But the other three are fine and don't bother trying to take the net off.
Which is all you have to do with a net like that.
So Bonesteel pops out and he's like, yeah, it's going to be an honor to shoot you. It's like, this is a children's show, and that's real weird. But he pulls out what I thought was a blowgun, but ends up being a flute.
I would call it a fife.
But Raphael is like, can you play taps? Why is that your request?
I think it's because he's going to murder him.
Oh, okay.
Because he threatens to murder him a lot, that's without fair. Saying the word murder so much.
Well, they do say kill at one point. But apparently this flute has ultrasonic properties, and the turtles are super susceptible to sonics because they're symbiotes from Spider-Man.
But in the middle of them being in terrible pain from this sound, I believe Leonardo says, oh, and I thought Splinter's singing in the shower was brutal. So yep. It can't hurt that bad because they're still quipping.
Well, they're also terrible at what they do.
That's true.
But then instead of like killing them with the sonics, right, he just stops and hucks it.
Continuing to blow into it until their brains bleed.
Yeah. He pulls out the crossbow. It shoots more dynamite at them. Donatello catches it, sets it down underneath him, and it explodes, sending him flying at Bonesteel. Here is the thing about that.
What's the thing about that? Tell me something about dynamite.
It's actually very stable when it's in its stick form like that. It takes a lot of energy, or it takes, you know, quite a bit to make it explode. So if you were to just have a stick of dynamite, you could throw it as hard as you could against a wall. Wouldn't do anything. You actually have to have a lit wick in there to blow it up.
No, wick is the puppet.
Indeed he is. So that would have just severed Donatello's legs and everyone around him. There just would have been turtle bits flying every which way.
Would have brought the sewer down around him.
Probably. It was 3 quarter sticks of dynamite. But it explodes Donatello at him instead. He tackles Bonesteel to the ground, and then they reverse the shot, and he backflips back to the exact point where he was. Instead of just smashing him in the head with his bow, knocking him out, and being done with this, he decided to do a backflip and not deal with it. So Bonesteel gets back up and pulls out a whip that also has a name.
I believe the whip's name is Suzanne.
That, sure.
You missed the terrible joke. Because they're trying to get the net off of them. And Mikey says, talk about surfing the net. And he says, get it, surfing? Net? All right, the net part I get, but they're not, they were never surfing.
Yeah.
Get it? Surfing? Nope.
And also, that should have come from Donatello, because he likes computers.
The term surfing the net is like 6 weeks old at this point.
Oh, so it was like a Family Guy thing where they just referenced a thing.
Yes.
Okay.
If they had more time and money, there would have been a cutaway.
So Bone Steel says it's rodeo time, and then he just goes to whip Raphael with.
Oh, it's Susanna.
Yeah. Raph catches it and then just pulls the whip away from him. Bone Steel's real bad at this.
Right? The turtles seem semi-competent comparatively, but they don't use any of that competence.
Real low bar. Raph does a little choreograph, like hopping and...
But he does it real slow-like, so they have to speed it up. Because you can't do anything fast in that stupid rubber puppet costume.
Yep. Instead, he does the Indiana Jones thing where he somehow whips it and it wraps around Bone Steel, incapacitating him.
Yeah, seemingly.
More or less. And then he pulls it and spins him around in place.
You know what Indiana Jones thing they should do? Was when Indiana Jones shot that guy with the sword. They should just shoot this guy.
Instead of just fucking around.
Yeah.
I'm not dealing with this. Boom. Done.
Their lives would be so much easier if someone just gave them a gun.
Yep. So Bone Steel gets dizzy and falls down, and then Leonardo steps on his chest and is like, look, please stop following us. We're done with this, please.
Leonardo has to weigh easily 550 pounds. If he had just put his weight into it, he could have just killed him then.
So Venus apparently put this turtle in a box she found and then puts it down to yell at Bone Steel, and then the turtle escapes.
That's so fast. Turtles are notoriously slow.
And nobody notices, because no one is good at what they do.
She picks up the fucking box and doesn't notice that it's, like,
lighter.
Weight. Yeah.
It's also open at the top, so you should have looked in the fucking thing.
It's minus one turtle.
Yeah. So it crawls underneath a tire to what we never see, but it crawls under a tire, and then Bone Steel picks it up after the turtles leave and just screams at it. Because he won, I guess?
Not sure.
This episode is exhausting.
We're only halfway through, everyone. I just want to sleep.
Me too.
I wasn't tired until we started watching this.
We're not even.
Also, you're never quite sure where the episode's going to end because A, it feels like it's been on for so long, and B, there's no build up to anything. There's no, like, climax. There's no resolution. It's just sort of a straight puttery line all the way across.
And we have no connection to this turtle, really.
We don't have any connection to the turtles that we like.
Like, they're walking and they're discussing pet politics, I guess, is the best way to phrase it. It's as if they replaced the writers with PETA.
Yeah, for just a second.
Oh, no. Is that this part?
It's coming, I think. Because they realize they lost the turtle.
Yeah.
And then they're like, hey, I'm going to go find that turtle. And then Raph's like, nah.
Raph doesn't want to go because apparently he thought that the fight that they had with Bone Steel was hard.
And then they're like, why are we trying to help her? And then it gets real preachy.
Yeah. Donatello apparently goes to turtles.com or some shit.
Oh, no, it's not this part yet.
Oh.
Because every part is just them standing and talking, we don't know what's what. So now Bone Steel is just talking to the turtle about it. He's going to sell him. And apparently that guy's name's Sweatstain, or that's what he calls him.
Oh, the green-haired gentleman?
The green-haired guy, yeah.
He calls the turtle Bright Eyes. Apparently, even though the turtle's just kicked his ass pretty good, he's pretty confident that he can go and murder them. And I mean, he's not super wrong, because they're not great at anything. And we start the high horse part of the show.
Yeah, this is the part.
Yeah.
We go to the turtle website. The turtle website. Because in 1997, there was a turtle website.
There was also a tortoise website, I bet. It's a full, I don't know, 3 to 4 minutes of Donatello telling us that turtles are treated poorly by children because they think they're toys and then they kill them. Apparently, he logs on all the time to turtles.com or whatever
it
is.
And he logs on, which implies that he has a sign-in and, like, password for
it. It's probably does machines.
That's his password for sure.
The pets are depleting the turtle population.
Are turtles that endangered?
No.
Are red-eared slider turtles that endangered?
Absolutely not.
He's so fucking serious, though. Like,
he is.
This is the most acting we've gotten out of any of these puppets, and it's not for... anything important.
Raphael apparently hates humans. He keeps reiterating that he hates them and that you can't even name a good one. And then Michelangelo says Old MacDonald. So April is straight up not in this or a character at all.
Yeah. Also, if like so, without the sound on this, the way it's shot, if you had been like, what do you think this is from? If you just showed me this part without the sound, I'd be like, it looks like an anti-smoking PSA from the early 90s. Like the way they're all just standing and it's weirdly lit and the camera angles are different than anything else we've ever seen. Like it just seems so serious.
Mm-hmm. It's probably a different director or something. So Raph does a 180 and decides, yeah, let's go save this turtle.
Because he hates humans.
We cut to Bone Steel, who's walking with the turtle. He's still yelling at it and telling it that it's a naughty girl, which is weird to me.
He says he's going to take its shell off and spank its bottom.
Yep. And then the mutant turtles find him, because of course they do.
Well, I mean, he's walking through the sewers yelling at a little turtle. It's not hard to find him. Follow the echoes.
Yeah, but they're always walking through the sewers yelling also. So.
Yeah, that's how they knew to follow the sounds of yells.
Yeah, I'm saying they can't stop yelling, so they would drown out his yells.
Do you think somewhere in the sewer, Splinter can just hear all of this? Yeah. Through the echoes, and he's just shaking his rat head like, God,
just
damn it.
Just sitting there just considering furious. Seppuku.
Yeah, I could just kill myself, and they'd come back, and they'd see a dead rat, and that would teach him a lesson, but then they just holler about a dead rat.
Bone Steel has a new gun. He calls it Marguerite. What does it do? We never find out.
Because they take it. Well, he does say it's actually full. He does say it's full of tranquilizers in a minute.
Does he? It looks like a blunderbuss.
But they take it and watch them pass it back and forth. Because they can't grab it, because they can't see or control their hands properly, they toss it into the chest of the next turtle, then close their arms up around it, and then feel around to hold it properly. Each of them does it.
Yep.
Watch.
You could have.
He throws it at Donatello next, I think.
No, I think it's back to Leo.
Oh, it's back to Leo. Yeah, see? And he catches it like a kid would catch a football who's never caught a football before. Then Donatello does the same thing. And then I believe Venus does it next.
Mm-hmm.
All of them catch it the stupid way. And then have to fumble around.
Mm-hmm. He's named this gun Marguerite. And he's freaking out that other people are touching it. He refers to himself as Daddy. And that he's going to save it. And it's really, this whole thing is really uncomfortable. And then Venus puts the turtle down again. As Bone Steel pulls out a batarang. And,
oh, that's a straight-up batarang. You said that, and I didn't realize it.
Oh, yeah, it's a boomerang that's sharp that looks like a bat. Venus pulls out a ball that has a rope attached to it.
Apparently.
And they tie him up, or she ties him up. He falls down again. And then the actual turtle, is just on the ground. And then Michelangelo decides to get on all fours to make her feel as though she has a friend. Leonardo tells him that he's doing it wrong. And gets down on his hands and knees to show him how he's supposed to pretend to be a turtle. Because he has experience with that turtle at the zoo.
Right, he knows real turtles.
It's also super weird. And then Raphael's like, nah, here's how you do it.
And I feel like the only reason the other two don't do it is because we run out of room in the camera lens. Oh, and meanwhile, they've set the gun too close to Bone Steel. Like, an inch away from him. So yep. He gets loose and then he picks it up.
He apparently had a shark tooth in his pocket that he could use to saw through the rope that Venus used.
That's the part of the episode that's made the most sense, is him having a shark tooth in his pocket.
That's true. But then he fucking throws it over his shoulder.
Oh, does he?
Yep. So.
He says that Marguerite's loaded with lullaby juice, tranquilizer darts, powerful enough to bring down a whole herd of woolly mammoth, which
is not a thing he could have tested. So, yep, holds the tooth, slowly stands up and hucks it behind him. All five turtles watch him do this instead of throwing a ninja star into his neck. So he picks up Bright Eyes, the baby turtle, again. The turtles tell him that they can't do this and that they're going to turn him over to the proper authorities.
And then this happens, and you have to explain it.
Oh, I can't begin to parse this.
They confuse him with...
It's ultimately...
What they're disguising is logic.
Well, it's ultimately duck season versus rabbit season.
But
done in a shitty, terrible way.
They trick him into with the pronouns you and me and which one belongs to whom.
Yeah, and it goes on for
so long.
So long. And I've never seen so many people use so many words to say nothing. But, ugh.
But they confuse him.
Because he's simple.
And then for a split second, I thought this was just going to be the end of the episode. They were going to confuse him and it was just going to be done. So, I mean, it's very close to the end. Thank God.
Eventually, he hands over the turtle to Michelangelo. Leonardo says turtles vanish, and then they kind of do like that side hopping skip run.
How would you describe? Leonardo does it like the biggest, like elbows up and like
exit stage left even.
Like and he like tiptoes off of to the side, which I think then they like show Simon and then go right back to the turtles and they're just walking away casually.
Yeah, while he walks in circles talking to himself like a crazy person trying to parse what just happened. Nothing, man. You should have just shot them with the gun that you had, like you said you were going to.
Yeah, you're covered in guns and sharp objects, and you still can't.
You ain't good.
Imagine.
Even though we saw them drive to wherever it was that they were, and they got in the sewer, the next scene we get with them is them driving away again to parts unknown.
Well, this time they're driving back to the sewer.
Back right. to their sewer.
To their sewer.
I guess.
To their train station sewer home.
Right.
Because that's where they end up. But where they were in the middle, you're right, makes no sense. But we do get this wonderful weird shot.
Of Raphael grimacing.
Yeah, just mouth open, one eye closed more than the other. Just like rubber head just sort of bobbing as the motorcycle struggles to drive.
I don't know.
I'm not sure either. And the fact that there's a separate entrance for the motorcycle and for the motorcycle and the Jeep couldn't share.
Nope. It's less dramatic. So I guess they're pretending that this red-eared slider is an endangered hawksbill sea turtle.
Because they're listening to the radio and it's talking about it.
It's explaining how it was returned by some good pedestrian. Raphael's insulted that they assumed it was a human. I don't know, maybe this isn't in the movie universe, because those turtles were exposed in Turtles 2. So if they don't know about these turtles, I'm going to stop trying to figure it out right now. But I don't know, he's annoyed that they didn't assume it was a mutant turtle that returned the other turtle.
Who do you think is more annoyed right now, you or Raphael at the story that they fabricated?
It's me in a walk.
Your mask isn't ripped up enough, and Raphael's goatee isn't good enough.
It is not good, guys. So, Splinter says that he's proud of them. He helped, because he once helped some baby turtles he found in a sewer.
He's talking about those turtles.
Yeah.
Except for Venus, he didn't help her. He was like, I can take care of four, but five seems like a bit much.
Yeah. They realize that Bone Steel is going to be hunting them now because he knows that they exist. And Raph says, let him come. You could have done something about it permanently when he was there. You had the opportunity.
Yeah.
So we cut somewhere else where, not sure, but Bone Steel's talking to his gun and he's swearing vengeance. He's going to go and kill those turtles.
Basically, that's the gist of it.
He wants to make this endangered species extinct.
And then I think he laughs maniacally, and that's about it. That's the episode.
Nothing happened.
Nothing good.
What would you say was the weirdest part?
I don't know. What do you think is the weirdest part?
That you could get $600 for a red-eared slider?
That's true.
I mean, that's a sweet deal on your end.
Yeah, if you can trick someone, you get it. But that's unethical, I think. I don't know. Just the whole Bone Steel was good. Like, just from the little picture you get in the description of the episode and the name Bone Steel, I thought he was going to be like a real formidable villain. But instead, he's like a dollar store Kraven the Hunter.
Yeah. I was going to say, you're expecting Kraven the Hunter with an awesome vest.
Yeah.
That shoots lasers out of the lion eyes. But instead, you get a guy with a single dreadlock. And
that has a rubber snake. Not a rubber snake, even a plastic snake stuck in it.
I'm glad this didn't kill his career.
Like it did to the poor guy who plays Dr. Queez.
Yeah. And probably all of the people playing the turtles. So, I think one of them, what was the most turtle-rific part?
Oh, that was just a thing I said.
Yeah.
I think it was all the time that Donatello spent lecturing them about how turtles are endangered because we pet them too hard. You gotta pet them so they can feel it.
It's not great. What was the most missed opportunity?
Like,
what was the idea that had the worst missed opportunity?
Oh, that's bone steel. Just in general.
Yeah, in every way that Queez was kind of nuanced for this show, Bone Steel was not. He was very much over the top and, crossing his eyes, goofy kind of thing.
This show was written with no particular tone in mind. It's just sort of, and obviously no one watched or read any of the other scripts. They just were like, well, here we go. And there must be just, a joke jar that they pull jokes out of. You're like, make him ask about his face. I just don't understand how it works.
Or I wonder, maybe they're going to take one joke. Like, there'll be two jokes in each show, regardless. The ending one will be in the beginning of the next one, and so on.
I don't think they gave it that much forethought.
Yeah, that could be.
I was reading the Wikipedia, which, if you don't follow us on Twitter, I told Sky on there to read it. He did not. But it's very poorly written. Almost as poorly written as the show. But they talk about how Sky, which one of the Eastman and Laird guys are in charge of turtles still?
Eastman is still involved.
Laird
walked away.
When the director of the TMNT, the CGI, that movie that's pretty good. You know that
TMNT?
One?
Yeah, one in 05? 06?
Something like that.
That movie's fucking rad.
When that one happened, he forbid them to make any jokes about Venus. Any references to this show, it could not. He hated it,
with good reason. Eastman has always been on board for a fifth turtle, though. Laird was always like, "No, we're not doing that."
Wasn't his name Kirby?
He wanted to name it Kirby, yeah, after Jack the King Kirby.
This is just going to end in a fizzle now because this episode has just literally taken everything out of us.
I've got nothing left.
So on that note,
emotionally and spiritually,
we did another one.
All right.
We have several busy weekends coming up, so hopefully we get all the rest of these out on time.
Yeah, we normally record on Sundays, but we're going to work it out so that that doesn't happen.
So we might get Ninja Madness and watch two or three of these at a time.
and just...
I will be so drunk by the third one.
we're kind of punchy now. We're all so kind of exhausted.
Yeah.
So thanks for listening, guys. You can reach us at... popculturefailure@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter at failedpopculture with no E at the end because it was too many characters.
So many characters!
I am Sandwich Surplus on the Twitters.
I'm Midwest Love Affair, which I'm looking at it so I can spell it this time. Oh. MDWSTLVAFFR.
Good job.
You can see why you can't remember that.
That's fair. I've been including it in the show description. So
and that's great. But maybe people want to hear it, how it's spelled out loud.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone.
We've done it.
Into your mic.
Sky has a goatee.
Ah, okay.
Sky has a goatee.
Speak less into your mic.
You want me to talk like this about your goatee?
I'm going to turn you back down a little.
I hope you're prepared for me to talk about your goatee.
You could explain the circumstance preceding it.
That you are the evil Sky?
Yep.